This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis signed a package of stricter gun laws today. They increase the age to purchase a firearm to 21 and require a three-day waiting period for all gun purchases. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis also signed a law to make it easier to sue firearm manufacturers, and he expanded who can file an extreme risk protection order to temporarily remove someone's firearms if they're a danger to themselves or others. Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon is that bill's main sponsor.
People who cannot handle firearms, people who are in crisis, people who refuse to use them responsibly, should not have them.
The gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners has already filed lawsuits seeking to block two of the laws and says more are in the works. A bill to ban firearms without a serial number is still moving through the state house, but Democrats defeated a proposal to ban assault weapons statewide. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A United States District Court judge did not issue a preliminary injunction that could have stopped Colorado's ban on medication abortion reversal pills from taking effect. Judge Daniel DiDomenico ruled it's not necessary because state officials said they won't yet enforce the law. That means a Catholic health care clinic in Colorado that offers what it calls an abortion pill reversal will be allowed to continue those treatments. State officials say they're waiting for a rulemaking decision and a review from state medical boards this fall. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. It's 6:06. This is CPR News.